I am a survivor of childhood sex trafficking.
Gabrielle Monroe is speaking out against a Senate bill designed to stop human trafficking.
I also was arrested in 2004 on the charges of prostitution.
Monroe is worried about a proposed Johns registry that would track anyone who gets another to commit prostitution or lewdness. It's a provision included in the Senate version of the bill, but not the House. While traffickers and people who pay for sex are meant to be the target, Monroe says sex workers will be the ones most hurt by the bill.
What's going to happen is the good clients that we have are going to stop being clients, and we're still going to need to eat, and we're still going to need to make money, and we're going to make riskier decisions with the people who are already abusing us.
Monroe says that those who abuse sex workers are rarely arrested.
I had a friend who died last fall because she could not report to the police.
But not every survivor of human trafficking has the same perspective.
When I was 12, I started being sold out of hotels in Central Florida.
Savannah Parvo is a survivor advocating for the same bill that Monroe is in opposition with. If passed, lodging and massage establishments would have to go through additional training to identify when sex trafficking is happening.
If we had a bill like this when I was being trafficked, I'd feel like I wouldn't have been trafficked as long as I was.
But SWAT Behind Bars' Christine Kane says that while additional training is good, the registry that would be created if the Senate gets its way hints at something more sinister.
This would force already at-risk communities even further into the shadows, subjecting them to even more violence. The language of this bill focuses on the clients of sex workers as a whole, rather than on the predators of minors and vulnerable individuals. Sex trafficking and consensual adult sex work are not one and the same.
For a bill to pass, both House and Senate versions need to be approved. Time is running out for the Senate version to be heard again. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.